We all want to matter. People just want to know they matter. Oprah Winfrey. It was 9 p.m. in the evening. I was sitting in another divorce attorney's small conference room in the same chair in which I had been sitting for now a full 12 hours when the mediator burst into the room and asked to speak with me privately, away from my client. The table, which allegedly was glass, had been completely covered with papers and documents related to a large, somewhat complicated divorce, which had accumulated throughout an arduous day of negotiation. The new tablecloth included 10 versions of an asset and liability distribution schedule, marked up bank statements, old tax returns, notes that had been passed, and on top of all that, a smattering of empty coffee cups, granola bar wrappers, pens, highlighters, and calculators. My client, I'll call him Randy, was a very powerful businessman. A towering presence at 6'5", he ran one of the largest development companies in Florida at the time. He had been responsible for developing large residential communities throughout the state. He prided himself on being steely, savvy, and a bit ruthless in his business deals. In fact, in his initial meeting with me, while sitting in my law offices, just before executing the engagement agreement, he looked at me and said, "Any wiggle room in your retainer amount or your hourly fee?" I had the top practice in that area at the time and had plenty of business, so it was very easy for me to respond, "Nope." And then I added, "And you wouldn't respect me if I did." He faked a weak laugh and then retained me. The day of mediation, we had been trying to resolve the entire divorce case with a neutral mediator with whom I had worked before on thousands of cases. This was an 18-year marriage, long-term by most people's standards in general, but also and more importantly for this particular case by Florida law's standards. Anything over 17 years is considered long-term, and the prize or penalty, depending upon which side of the fence you are on, is permanent alimony, which means it lasts until one of the parties dies or the party cashing those monthly alimony checks remarries. A life sentence, or a grand prize, and obviously a very hotly contested issue in nearly all cases where this is a possibility. Of course, other factors are considered, such as the ages of the parties, the disparity in incomes, the health of the parties, and other considerations. In Randy's case, however, he was definitely looking down what he considered to be both barrels of the alimony life sentence gun. Lydia, Randy's soon-to-be ex-wife, was sitting in another conference room, a much larger and grander version of the one we'd been looking at all day, because we had all agreed weeks before to mediate at her lawyer's office. While the parties had no children, Lydia had not worked during the marriage. A slight woman, she was deep into middle age, her face slightly lined, and her dyed hair stubbornly still showed some gray. To say that she was downtrodden would have been a stretch, but she did come across as resigned. Resigned that her marriage was over. Resigned that her life hadn't quite gone as planned. Her lawyer, a woman I had known for several years at that point, explained to me that her client was a bit emotional about the breakup and resolution would be more likely if we mediated at her offices. After some discussion with my client, he agreed. The mediator, Chris, was also a lawyer, but had dedicated his career to mediating. He had worked hard throughout the day to get us to a place where we actually had worked through the majority of the issues. By the time he burst through the doors and asked to speak to me privately, his tie and jacket had long been thrown on a chair, and we were either expecting a draft of the marital settlement agreement to review or the pronouncement that the other side was done negotiating. With a measured look of confoundment on his face, Chris asked me to step outside the conference room to speak to him. As I walked out of the room, I looked back at my client, who had an equally puzzled expression, and told him I would be right back. Out in the now dark reception area, the receptionist had left hours before, Chris said, "I have a highly unusual offer from the wife."